when the different kids come through your home, like, mm-hmm. are they telling you some of the crazy stories that they've dealt with at different homes? Foster homes as well?
No, we've got them straight from, you know, being cleared in the hospital to coming to our house. So we haven't had any moving around. But like when I was little, I remember taking a little one to a forensic exam. And I don't know if you know about that, but it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And I remember asking the support gal, I said, do you have any books? You know, once again, I'm in the situation that I've never been in. And I find books, you know, when explaining to kids, I'm like, she's going to have a horrendous exam and I need to get, you know, something. They didn't have anything. So I'm like, I'm going to write that book too. And, you know, one thing with serious topics like foster care or abuse, it's how you teach it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And so open-ended. And one of the best things in all of this is I volunteer my time and I go around to grammar schools. I read these books to the kids. And I start out by saying, hey, guys, guess how many kids I have? And they're like, two. And I'm like, more, you know, and they love it. And I'll talk to them. Hey, guess what my, you know, guess what kind of house I have? And they're like, a big house, a small house. And I said, I have a house that helps kids. And they look at me like, what are you talking about, lady?
Yeah.
You know, the older the grade is, I can be a little bit more, you know, age appropriate and gear it. But I'll say, I have a foster home. Do you guys know what that is? And they're like, you know, oh, it's when your parents don't want you. And I go, actually, that's, you know, and just try and educate them and teach the kids what foster care is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say sometimes, you know, whoever takes care of children, sometimes they might make a mistake. Sometimes things come up and a child can't live there for certain reasons. And the kids will say, you know, all kinds of different things. And sometimes they disclose as I'm talking to them about it. And it's the first time, like, some of the teachers are like, oh, my God. Like, I knew they were in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
I knew they were removed. But you are speaking to them, and they're silent.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm in there, and they're so engaged, and everyone's just raising their hand. And it's just, it's amazing to talk to them. And I've lived through it. Do you know what I mean? I've had children who've been abused. I've taken care of foster kids. So I gauge it appropriately for them and just, you know, help them walk through their journey. And a lot of times children, when they have traumatic experiences like being pulled, you normally don't process that till you're older.
Yeah,
you know, don't. You know, you had some stuff happen that was awful, but you don't really get it. And then you get older and you go, oh, wow, I probably should work through that stuff.
Exactly.
But I find if I come in and start talking about it, and I talk to the kids too about having compassion. Like, you don't know what's going on next to, you know, the guy next to you. You don't know what's going on with him. So they might not be in foster care, but just making them aware of other people's feelings, things they might be going through, being kind to others, you know, just overall trying to support children, you know, and realize, like, my son's having a hard time with a boy in his class. And I said, you know what? He might have, he obviously, you know, has stuff going on. Try and be kind to him,
yeah,
you know, and give that kind of a message to the kids. Yeah.
I know, like, with me personally, and a lot of the stuff that you say is, like, I wish that you were in my classes back in the day,
mm-hmm.
because nobody really understands what a foster kid is going through. They don't understand what's mm-hmm. on their mind throughout the day. And then, like you said, you don't really realize it until you get older. Like, I have different social anxieties that mm-hmm. I have to deal with personally now as an adult
right.
that probably could have been taken care of if I had the opportunity to read a book like
mm-hmm.
this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if I had the opportunity to have those conversations, because I've gone through therapy as a kid and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but then it's also, there's obviously going to be a book about going to therapy,
right.
you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's a little weird. It's like, you want me to go in here and talk to a random person that I've never met before and just explain everything to them
mm-hmm.
and play with sand?
Right.
Like, it doesn't work. Like
totally.
Stuff like that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah, eventually you can build up to that point, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work right away. And the fact that you're going around to these schools and you're touching those kids that way is incredible, because usually in a classroom, even if the kid is open about the fact they're in foster care, they're not talking about it. They're like, yo, I'm going to my foster home tonight. You know, this is what's going to happen. I might see my mom this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and different things like that. But the fact that you're able to get them to open up is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
It's super awesome. I wish I had these books around when I was a kid. Where can somebody that wants your books get them?
You know, I sell them on Amazon
mm-hmm.
and off my website, which is carrievelas.com.
And you have a nonprofit behind everything that you're doing as well.
I do. I found that when big companies or corporations, everyone wanted, you know, a tax break.
Yeah,
they wanted
sure.
to give. They're mm-hmm. like, we want to donate, but, you know, our policy is. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'll start a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So I started it. And my goal this year for 2019, because there are 450,000 children in the U.S. is to get every single one of them a book.
That's awesome.
Thank
That's
you.
Incredible. That's super, super awesome. And I want to do everything I can to help you with that as well.